Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday. We've got a man with a fez on his hat in the studio today. We're going to be talking with Victor Meza, who is a Shriner, and we're going to be talking about the big Fill the Fez event that's coming up here this weekend. Our show, by the way, today brought to you by Burgraff's Ace Hardware and Paint in Grand Forks, the helpful place on South Washington Street and the corner of the Grand Cities Mall. You know, Ace Hardware is your lawn and garden and grilling headquarters, no doubt about it. They've got over 50 grills right now in the store assembled and ready to go. They even offer free in-town delivery. Weber, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Napoleon Grills, they've got them all. You know, Grand Forks' best source? Well, they were just giving me a hard time. I've been in there three times already today. We get almost everything you see in the studio there. In fact, you can see a full list of their department and store services at acehardware.com or call them up 701-738-0455. Burgraff's Ace Hardware and Paint. Ace, the helpful place. Tell you what, if you got any questions or comments for Victor in this Fill the Fez event, feel free to give us a call or a text. Our number is 701-213-0863. Again, 701-213-0863. Well, before we get too much further into the show, it is time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. I'm kind of a gardener. We've got gardens all over our house, and a friend suggested putting horse manure on my strawberries. I'm never going to do that again. I'm going to go back to whipped cream. What?
You have 3 days left. I need a good joke. 3 days.
That wasn't so bad, was it?
That was just weird.
Ew. All right. Thanks a lot, Katie. Victor, how have you been, man?
I've been good.
Tell us a little bit about Victor Meza, not with the Shriners. I know you work with Special Olympics North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Through Special Olympics or just
everything before we get into the Shriner thing here.
I'm Victor. I work with Special Olympics, so I do a lot with them, and I'm a Shriner. I've been a Shriner now for almost probably around 7-8 years now, and a Mason for about the same amount of time. So just active in the community and trying to keep up the goodwill, I guess.
Yeah, you know, there's people probably looking at you on the screen going, I know that guy. I know that guy. You used to do a little TV work too, didn't you?
Yep. Back around 2004, I started working for WDAZ as a reporter with all the old greats, Cassie Walder and Milo Smith and the Honorable Terry Doolum.
Sure, sure. And now we don't even have local news anymore.
Well, that's why we have you guys. So.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. You know, you were talking about being a Shriner and a Mason, and I've probably told you this story before. I had a younger brother who passed away years ago, but he was born with a whole list of health issues. The Shriners Hospital down in Minneapolis did all the work on him. He was put in casts from the time he was born. Still had his last surgery, I think, was in high school. But the Shriners Hospital did all the work. My mom would go down there and stay in the Ronald McDonald House. And I've always said, I want to be a Mason, and I want to, you know, be a Shriner. I set the date for about 6 years ago. I haven't done it yet, but every time we get you in the studio or I talk to BT over across the hall, it gets me thinking about it. But if people aren't familiar with the Shriners, I mean, you know, everybody knows about the Shrine Circus and see you guys in the parades, but what are Shriners all about?
Shriners are, our main core is doing fundraising for the Shriners Hospitals, and helping kids is our core mission. And, you know, especially those that have a, this is probably not the correct word, but have like a leg injuries or birth defects or cleft palates. I mean all kinds of stuff. The technology today that with all of our fundraising led to our hospital in Minneapolis getting it's called an Ethos machine. Mm-hmm. It's a x-ray machine for kids that has less radiation and they make all the prosthetics on site, so it's custom fit, custom built. So I mean, our goal is just to help kids be better or get better.
You know, my my brother was born with terrible club feet. I mean, they were basically almost pointed backwards, his feet were. And all the surgeries that he endured, and it's always paid for because of you guys. Now, your big fundraiser of the year, I know, is the Shrine Circus. Maybe it's not the biggest one, but with PETA and all of this stuff and animals not being so much around anymore, is the Shrine Circus going to keep going? Because I know there's been talk about maybe it's fading away, but gosh, we sure hope not.
It's been on the back burner, back of our minds, but as of right now, there's no talks of canceling because we still have people that want to be in circuses and perform circuses. The prices of circuses are going up just sure. because it's,
like everything
it's
is.
Hard to get across the country. There are certain states that don't allow certain types of animals through their states mm-hmm. and things like that. So it takes them a little longer to get through. And just like last year, we kind of ran into shortages of novelties. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's a huge thing for us. You know, hopefully those will start coming back. But as of right now, I mean, we're trying to plan in the future for just in case something like this does happen. But as of right now, we're still going strong with the circuses. And I mean, being there and seeing the smiles on kids' faces, getting to see animals that they don't normally get to see.
Priceless.
Is just something else.
Mm-hmm. So. And, you know, the nice thing about the Shrine Circus is, too, is there's so many free tickets available for these kids and everything. But, you know, it's not all about, I'm just going to join the Shriners. There's a little more to it. And, you know, a lot of people are going, yeah, I'm just going to join the Shriners so I can drive one of those mini sprint cars and parades and stuff. But there's a lot more to it. You have to be a Mason first. Is that correct? Will you kind of walk me through what it takes to be?
Yeah, to become a Shriner, what we like to say is, because kind of the goal is you have to be a Mason first. So you have to go through the 3 degrees of masonry and learn about the background of how we became. And then from there, after you go through those 3 degrees and become a Master Mason, you can petition to join the Shrine. So the Shrine is an offshoot of a masonry. It's kind of more the social aspect and the Masons aren't necessarily like the philanthropy mm-hmm. where, you know, it's kind of like our fraternity, where the Shrine is our philanthropy, where we raise the funds for the hospitals and things like that.
So is it kind of like a JV Shriner?
Right, yeah.
And being a Mason now, does that earn you the fez that you're wearing, or do you have to make it through the 3 degrees and be a Shriner before you get a fez?
You have to make it through the 3 degrees first.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to be a Shriner, there's a separate kind of initiation.
Okay.
Talk about. So it's open to the public. Yeah, there's just certain parts that we don't allow, but, mm-hmm. If there's a Shrine initiation, the public's more than welcome to come see what we do. Like there's just a section where we just ask those who are not Masons or not to be Shriners, that they ask them to leave for a few minutes. But other than that, we're kind of an open book, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you guys take wearing the fez very seriously. I mean, I see you've got a nice hat box and everything. This isn't something you just throw in your car when you get out of this studio and now next time I need it, I'll put it on. It means quite a bit, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, it gives you kind of a sense of pride of what you're wearing and what you're doing it for. And it's who we are. It's our brand. It's like the, you know, we're not going to go and throw it on top of a dirty rag or anything mm-hmm. like that. I mean, you know, we go out and publicly in these things. It's our brand, you know? And so, you know, we take it very seriously and we take care of what it is. Cause if you go out and see a Shriner with a dirty hat, I mean, he's either not a Shriner, he mm-hmm. found it somewhere, or he doesn't take it as seriously as he should. So,
and you know, it's got to be fulfilling being a Shriner. I mean, you guys work really hard. You put on these fundraising events, and when it's all said and done, you got to feel awfully good about doing what you're doing. But you guys work hard, but you play hard a little bit too after it's all said and done, don't you?
I don't know if I can say that, but
I've been on the bus before tailgating.
We like to have a social afterwards, yep. I like to say. We like to get together and, you know, shoot the breeze.
Mm-hmm. So. Are there going to be any more music events coming up this winter, do you know, in your building there? Because, gosh, what a great venue.
Yeah, I believe it's in the talks, but I don't know quite for sure. We had a really good turnout when we had the Eagles tribute, mm-hmm. And everybody had a lot of fun, so I wouldn't see them not having it. So, but the next thing we're doing is our we have our Fill the Fez coming up that we're talking about today, but then we also have a 100-gun raffle that's going on. so we have our 100-gun raffle. If you find a Shriner or call our office, and you can get tickets. They're 25 bucks per ticket. And then the night of the drawing, they're having free food, some games of chance, things like that for fundraising.
Okay. Shriner Victor Meza is in the studio with us today, and we are here to talk about the big event coming up this weekend, Fill the Fez. But we're going to talk about that, but first we're going to hear a little bit from Executive Properties.
Our team of professionals at Executive Properties Construction have over 30 years of experience. We pride ourselves on doing quality work at a reasonable rate for our customers. Just check out what past customers have said in our amazing Google reviews. Then contact us today to get started on a bid for your next project. You can call us at 701-330-1273 or email info@executiveproperties.org. And check it out. We're hiring. We're building our new team for snow removal for this upcoming season. Contact Jess for more info at jess@executiveproperties.org.
Hey, you know, Mo's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall, what a wonderful little sit-down takeout diner. Serves breakfast and lunch daily and weekends. Their specialties include gluten-free choices, 15% discount if you're in the military, and check out Mo's personalized all-occasion gift baskets, too. I'm telling you what, you go to Mo's, this is not your ordinary food. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3, weekends from 8 a.m. to 2, and the brand-new menu is coming out next Tuesday, and they'll be opening up at 7 o'clock again here shortly instead of 8 o'clock. Their summer hours. They're right here at Suite 31 in the Grand Cities Mall, and they're also looking to hire cooks, servers, and dishwashers. Check it out, Mo's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. What a great place to eat, and what a great place to work, too. Shriner Victor Meza is in the studio with us today, and we're talking about Fill the Fez, and we know what Fill the Fez is. We do here, but tell us about this great fundraising event.
The Fill the Fez fundraiser is a fundraiser where we, as a local group, help raise funds for our hospital in the Twin Cities. And we'll be out there this Saturday on the August 20th. And it's move-in weekend, so it's going to be pretty busy. But we're out there. We'll fill gas for you. We'll wash your windows for a small donation. It could be $1. It could be $50. And if you can't make it to that, you can come from between now and the end of August and make a donation at the counter inside.
So, you guys, Fez on heads. Going to be just like old school gas stations. You know, come on in. We'll fill it up for you. We'll clean your windshield. And what a great way to make some extra money here and to raise money. But Duster Hop Family Stores have been pretty good to you guys, haven't they?
We've been doing it with them for many years now. And the Duster Hops just go above and beyond to make this a successful event. They help us promote it. They give us their locations and just, you know, take the money at the cash register. And I mean, it's just huge just having them do that.
Mm-hmm. And now this particular store is right at the corner of Demers and South Washington. You can't miss it. Huge gas station. Great location too. I mean, you couldn't get a better spot.
We're at the Demers and 42nd.
Or Demers and 42nd.
Yeah,
okay.
Demers and 42nd. Okay. Yep. Right on the turn. So people coming and going, to the highway, we're right there. We'll have a doublehead car, and we're looking at bringing out an if we can get her going, an older fire engine. That we have that our clowns use, and so we'll have some of our vehicles out there. So if kids want to come take a picture and see See all the different vehicles that we have. And so, I mean, and it's also a good time if you are interested in Shriners and the masonry and things like that. It's a good way just to come out and meet some of the guys and ask questions if you have any, or come out and just get a petition.
Do you ever get to ride in that double-sided car, whatever it is?
I have once, so it's pretty fun.
Did you face forward or backward?
I went backwards.
Okay, so. And that's kind of weird, wasn't it? Or not?
No, not really. It's like sitting in the back of a golf cart or something like that. But
okay.
It gets funny when you're kind of going sideways down the middle of the road. But
dog legging down the road like that. I think that is so cool. Everything that the Shriners do. I mean, you go to any parade, any event that the Shriners show up at, you know, it's going to be a good one. I mean, it's pretty much a gimme, isn't it?
Yeah. And we have a great time doing those parades and, you know, just that, you know, the kids are having fun. I mean, just when we're out there, we're driving the little cars, we're, you know, the doublehead cars and the four wheelers, you know, you can just see the kids' faces light up. It's like, I want to be there. Mm-hmm. I want to ride that. So hopefully we're inspiring the future generation to come join us.
Okay. So now this fundraiser, Duster Hop Family Stores, Demers and 42nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is this Saturday. So what we need to do is to tell all you people watching, hold off with putting your gas on. Wait till Saturday. You can make it. You know, mm-hmm. if you can't, just throw in $5. You'll get your half gallon or whatever it is. But make it until Saturday. Now, are there any other fundraisers that are coming up in the near future that you can think of?
Our big one is the Hunter Gun Raffle, like we talked about a little earlier today. I can't remember the day of it, but again, we're having a kind of a big open house that day of food. The purchase of the raffle ticket gets you food, it gets you in the doors, and you get to be there for the drawing, and there's be some fun games and things like that for the whole family to do. So it's a whole family celebration type deal. And then it's a good way for to come see the building. The building itself is fantastic. Just amazing. So there'll be tours, things like that. So even if you just want to come see the building, just come on in and check it out.
You know, I was lucky enough to have a full tour of the place from Lon Kasager, good friend of mine. And some of the historical things in that building are unbelievable. And most people around here have no idea that is in that building. They just drive by and go, I wonder what that is in there. But again, a great place. I was at that concert last year. I thought it was incredible. Now, you had mentioned, if you can't make it this Saturday, is it Duster Hop? Or are they going to be taking donations for the whole month, or how does that work?
Yep, they're taking donations through the whole month. When you just go inside, pay for your gas, or just drop off a couple bucks, so whatever is easier for you. And they'll be taking donations right at the cash register.
Okay, now say somebody can't make it. Maybe they're going to be out of town for the rest of the month or whatever. But are there other ways to donate?
You can go to our website. If you just Google Kim Shriners, the first one that comes up, or you can give our phone number a call to our office, and Carol will be happy to take care of you to give a donation.
Now, what would you say to somebody that right now is sitting on the fence about possibly becoming a Mason and then a Shriner? What would you tell these people?
Just come and talk to us. Give us a call, meet with a few of us. I mean, we'll definitely put you over that edge. It's a fun way. You know, it's just getting out with the guys, you know, and you make a whole lot of friends. I mean, if I need somebody to help move or have car questions, I mean, we have everybody in every type of, you know, every type of business is out there. So from insurance, we got lawyers, and everybody's willing to step up and help a brother Mason. So, just come and talk with us. Give us a call and we'll set up a meeting and give you the tour, give you the spiel. And I mean, it's like a fraternity in college, just a little less rowdy. We're all a bunch of, I don't know, old guys, I guess I could say, you know, we're just friends hanging out, having a good time.
And you're having a good time and you're doing it for a good cause.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, the Shriners Children's Hospital down in the Twin Cities, they have helped so many kids for so many years. And in order for them to continue to do that, we need to keep having these fundraisers. And the Shriners here in Grand Forks, you guys do a spectacular job. You make the place, you make the world a better place. You guys really do. We can't appreciate you guys enough.
Thank you.
Again, that is coming up this Saturday. Duster Hoff Family Stores on Demers and 42nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make sure you go fill up your gas tank there and make sure you're a little generous. You know, gas prices are starting to finally go down. Maybe you could take that little bit of savings and donate to the Shriners. And don't forget, we'll keep you updated, too, on that 100-gun raffle that's coming up. Man, you guys are busy, and we thank you so much for coming onto the show again today, Victor. I know you're kind of a busy guy, too.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. It's always fun to come and talk with you guys.
All right. Thank you very much, Victor Meza. He is a Shriner. And again, that's coming up this Saturday, Duster Hoff Family Stores, Demers and 42nd. Want to give a shout out to the Greenway Takeover Festival brought to you by HB Sound and Light and Happy Harry's Bottle Shops. Hey, it's coming back to downtown Grand Forks, September 8th through the 11th. All kinds of great live music. I mean, you got the Gear Daddies, Mae Simpson. How about Big Head Todd and the Monsters? Are you kidding me? The Yonder Mountain String Band, Cuckoo Kangaroo, Manic Drive, and more. You're going to enjoy food, games, beer, and music. It's absolutely free before 6 p.m., $10 after. You know what? Bring the whole family for 4 days of absolute fun. It's the Greenway Takeover Festival, September 8th through the 11th. It's brought to you by HB Sound and Light and Happy Harry's Bottle Shops. And you can find out more by going to greenwaytakeover.com. Well, let's see. Tomorrow, Dirty Thursday, brought to you by River City Speedway. The Bullring Boys are going to talk about bus racing. Yeah, Keegan and Doogie Howser are going to stop in to tell us what to expect Friday at the Bullring with the bus races and more. Hey, don't forget Dale, Victor, and Paul. They've all got big screens and TV streams coming up at 2 o'clock today. You know what? Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us, all right? Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You're never going to miss a show that way. And become a patron on Podbean. Might win yourself some pretty cool stuff. Hey, we all know Grand Forks is a great place, right? Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.